Country Club FM.
I actually contemplated giving away this nice ready-to-bake pie that you brought. I assume you sell these at the Loose Line Orchard?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
it's
very nice.
It's a crumb top. They're delicious.
But I think I'm just going to take it. So we've got something to bake when we host family Christmas. So are you okay if I take that?
Yeah, well,
I know your intention. Your intention was that we could possibly bake it here, but we do not have anything that could bake the pie.
Yeah, that's too bad. I brought it in for the whole crew, but I get it. There's nowhere to bake it. What
best
do you do?
Of intentions.
Yes.
We have a Bob Almanac salute here today.
We do.
There is no country in the world where it is conceivable that a man of my origins could be standing here next to the President of the United States.
Henry Kissinger, dead at the age of 100.
Wow.
Is he your, who's your favorite Secretary of State? I still hearken back to Alexander Haig. And the way he tried to take control
after the
Reagan assassination.
I'm in charge here.
I'm in charge. I'll be vetoing bills. Yes. I'll be issuing executive orders. Yes.
My chance. Yeah. He looked like a mean Fayed teacher.
Right.
Kinda.
He did.
Kissinger looked 100 when he was probably 30.
Yeah. He was Secretary of State under Nixon and Ford. And then he advised presidents and...
And he dated like starlets.
Would be a diplomat. He never did lose his German accent. He was born in Germany, fled the Nazis, then came here and became Secretary of State.
Really?
I don't know if that's a great story or not.
Yeah,
it certainly is.
He fled the Nazis.
I did not know
yeah. that.
And what starlets did he date?
Jill St. John.
Really?
That was one of them.
Well,
and I think Pamela Anderson. No, kidding.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Pamela got around. Former diplomat, Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, now dead at the age of 100. Now gone, but not forgotten. Today, Thursday, November 30th, 334th day of the year. This date, 1487, the first German, it's Germany again, the first German beer purity law. They take their beer serious in German. They have a law that basically codifies its purity.
Huh.
1487. It was promulgated in Munich by Albert IV, the Duke of Bavaria, stating that beer should be brewed from only three ingredients: water, malt, and hops. Water, malt, and hops. Did you hear anything in there about grapefruit?
No.
Or kumquats, or dill pickles, or mini donuts? Anything in there?
No, I did
okay.
not.
Beer should just be water, malt, and hops. You heard it here, and you heard it from the Germans. This state, 1487. How about this date, 1940?
Lucy! I'm home!
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz were married on this date, 1940.
Wow.
So they were married way before I Love Lucy started. Hmm. More than a decade.
Wow.
I didn't realize there was that much in between there before the show started, but 1940, Lucy and Desi.
Talented couple.
And what a team.
Yeah.
That, not just acting and not just, but as far as producing, the Desi Lu
Studios
were amazing. 1971, this date.
This is a story about two men. They competed for the same job. One was white, the other black. One liked to talk a lot.
You said, uh-huh.
The other was shy as a three-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rookie's got to stick together.
Did you cry at the end of Brian's song? How could you not?
Sobbed.
You sobbed.
I hear the music and I could sob again. It's just, oh, what a movie.
It was a movie from 1971. They redid it like 30 years later in 2001. But Brian's song, Brian Piccolo.
James Caan.
And Gail Sayers, James Caan.
Yep.
Billy Dee Williams. It's hard to see him not as Lando Calrissian, but there he is. I see him more as Lando Calrissian or somebody doing commercial for malt liquor.
Well, he did movies with Diana Ross, too.
And he did that.
Yeah.
What movie with Diana Ross did he do? Was he in The Wiz?
Mahogany and Lady Sings the Blues.
Oh, my goodness. The theme for Mahogany, how beautiful is that song?
Yeah.
Just doesn't get any better. So, Brian's song aired on ABC, the state in 71 and 82.
Michael Jackson is back in action with his new album, Thriller.
I've been a chance, that's my love.
Thriller. Michael's new album featuring his latest hit, Billie Jean, plus his smash single with Paul McCartney, The Girl Is Mine.
The Girl Is Mine.
So, Thriller was released on this date. Already a couple of singles were released before the album. That's how we used to do it back in the day.
What an unbelievable album, huh?
They would release a single or two, and then the album wouldn't be on sale. So that would then get the sales for the album going.
Jack it up,
They would release it, be on radio, and then all of a sudden the album would come out later. But let's see. Thriller sold more than 120 million copies. Best-selling album of all time still to this date.
Not a fan of the duet with Paul McCartney.
The Girl Is Mine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Michael. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I know. Yeah, that
one. You keep dreaming.
Yeah.
I kind of like that because I think that was the first release. I'm almost sure that was the first release. It was, like you said, early. But that one might have been before Billie Jean.
Well, you can have the girl.
I can have it.
You can have it, Jim.
The Girl Is Mine. That was in 82. Same thing, 82.
Ottumwa could soon be the center of everything video game. A crowd of people are backing the notion that Ottumwa is the video game capital of the world. A group of residents and city officials are gaining momentum to reestablish the city's long-lost title. Back in the early 80s, when arcades were all the rage, Ottumwa was a popular place for gamers.
In fact, Ottumwa, Iowa, on this day in 82, declared the video gaming capital of the world because this guy, Tim Day or something Day, owned an arcade, Twin Galaxies, and he set up a system where people could call him with all of their records, their high scores, and then he would keep track of all the high scores around the country at Twin Galaxies Arcade in Ottumwa, Iowa, which right now I guess is an optical store. You can go there and buy glasses, which is kind of ironic because if you play video games too long and you're staring at that screen, guess what you need?
Yeah.
Right? So that was this date, 82.
I wonder how long that record lasted for Ottumwa.
I don't know, but the funny thing is Twin Galaxies Arcade closed in 84.
Oh.
Opened in 82. Well, it might have been open before that. This was the date that it was declared as the capital of the world for video games. And now esports, that's all the rage.
Yep.
People are making a lot of money just playing video games.
Oh, yeah.
But it kind of got all started, the whole competition part of it. Ottumwa, Iowa.
Oh. By the window.
Let's remember Tiny Tim today. Ever interview Tiny Tim?
Yes, I actually got to know him. I did promotions with him at Spooky World. Do you remember Spooky World?
Oh, of course, yes.
It was at Murphy's Landing, and then it moved to Canterbury Downs, and he would perform on stage.
Now it's I'm thinking of Valley Scare. That's different, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. There's Scream Town and a lot of them.
So didn't he live here? Because he died here.
Yeah, and he was on stage at the end, and it was raining. I just remember one night, it was just the saddest thing. It was raining, and the kids, I don't think, really knew Tiny Tim,
No.
He was ill.
Just the donuts at the state fair.
Yeah. And he died, not that long after that. But it was pretty sad, actually.
He died on this date in 1996. Tiny Tim. His original name was Herbert Boutros-Khari. Just one Boutros.
That was his name?
Herbert Boutros-Khari.
Wow.
And at one time, he was performing under the name of Judas K. Foxglove.
He was a different cat.
Before he adopted the Tiny Tim name. And yes, he did die here in 96. He was doing a show, and he had a heart attack on stage. They took him to Hennepin County Medical Center, where he was later pronounced dead on this date, 1996.
I don't mean to laugh, but did the crowd know at first, or were they?
I don't know. Maybe they thought it was part of the act.
That's what I mean.
He is entombed and interred at Lakewood Cemetery, Minneapolis.
Wow.
In a mausoleum.
It was very sad at his last. Yeah.
How about this date in 2004?
You have a $1 lead over Ken Jennings right now. And his final response was FedEx. His wager was $56.01. He winds up in second place with $87.99. And Nancy Zerf. Congratulations, you are indeed
A giant killer.
Yeah, Ken Jennings finally lost. Streaks were made to be broken, and Ken Jennings lost after winning $2.52 million, finally losing. He's now the host of the show.
He's pretty good, don't you think?
As the host, I have only seen it a couple of times. I think he does a nice job.
Yeah.
He's not as smug as the now late, great, what's his name?
Alex Trebek. Yeah.
Alex, but that was part of his demeanor.
That was part of his charm and his shtick.
Yeah. It kind of was.
Yep.
But because if there's anybody who can act like they know the answer to every question or the question to every answer as it is on Jeopardy, it would be Ken Jennings.
Yeah. And Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek acted that way.
Yeah.
Because, well, he had it on a card, but mm-hmm. Ken
did he
Jennings.
Come up with, was he one of the writers of that show or no?
Who?
Alex Trebek. I thought he was.
Maybe at some time, but of course that goes all the way back to the 60s.
Yeah.
Way before Alex Trebek. And who was the original
Wasn't
host
it,
of...
Wasn't it the guy with glasses?
Mm. Well, we got
Garraway?
Too much to do.
I don't know.
No, he was the original host of Today.
Oh, okay.
On Saturday, both men attended a toy drive and car show for Walker's charity, Reach Out Worldwide. Here's Walker with that Porsche in one of the last known videos of the 40-year-old star.
They pulled out of the parking lot slow.
Jim Torp spoke to both men just before they rode off. The crash happened in a business park just a few blocks away.
It was a Hollywood tragedy. Paul Walker and a friend. The friend was driving. They crashed that Maserati.
Yeah.
And Fast and Furious franchise, or was it a Porsche? I can't remember. It was one of the two. They may have mentioned it in the news article. Walker attending a charity event. That was his day 2017. Let's remember.
Holy
Gomer Pyle.
Holy
Jim Nabors, singer, actor. Mentioning Andy Griffith again here. At the age of 87.
Wow.
Here today, Jim Nabors passed away. Let's remember him here. 2017, 2018.
Mark, we are coming on the air because we have some very sad breaking news. George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president of the United States, has died at the age of 94.
We lost a president today. Good life, though, up to 94.
What year was that, Jim?
That was 2018.
18.
George H.W. Bush. And I think, like, his previous birthday, didn't he just jump out of a plane?
Yeah, something like that.
He was into his 90s. He was still jumping out of planes, so that's pretty significant. We just had the memorial service, and we laid to rest Rosalind Carter.
Yep.
That was a day or two ago.
Yep. They make it a long time.
2018.
They have some good health care, those
They do.
Presidents.
They do. It's amazing.
Yeah.
A year later. Actually, 3 years later and 1 year ago, Christine McVie passed away. We had some big people pass away here at the state.
Loved her.
You know, we never got a chance to hear a Christine McVie, Jim Nabors duet. My dream is never going to happen again. It's just impossible.
Or
now they're both gone.
With Paul McCartney.
The girl is mine. They can do a rendition of it. So Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac sang and wrote a lot of their hits.
Yeah.
79 today. Got to get into birthdays.
That was humiliating. I've got to get out of here. I mean, I'm getting nauseous just thinking about it. Jeez, I don't even know where Soon Yi is. I mean, well, there you are.
Woody Allen, 88, and that might be Dana Carvey doing Woody Allen. We might need... Can you confirm that? Whether or not that was Dana Carvey?
It probably was Dana, yeah.
Woody Allen, 88. Things got a little weird there, marrying his stepdaughter.
A little. Yeah.
Here's another birthday for it. Well, yeah. You had something to add?
No, I just said E.
E.
Hello. My name is Diego Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
His name is Inigo Montoya. His real name, Mandy Patinkin. From the Princess Bride, Christopher Guest doesn't have a chance.
Nope.
Mandy Patinkin, 71. And then all of a sudden he resurfaced later on Criminal Minds and did a good job there.
Well, he's a good actor.
71.
He can play.
As enthused as I was in 1987, the Twins were going to the World Series and then won the World Series, I never had the urge to do the Berenguer Boogie. How about you?
I have it on video cassette.
I have the video cassette and back in my archives, too. This was the most hastily put together music video of all time. Let's get Tony Oliva, Les Straker, and Al Newman together. Let's put him in some trench coats, get us some fog and a street scene and some dancers who have no clue what they're dancing to, and let's videotape it.
I love it. The Berenguer Boogie.
And sell it at your local 76 stations, because that's where my dad got ours, is our local 76 station.
Look out, world, because when it's hot, you strike those batters down.
Juan Berenguer,
the
Berenguer Boogie. I don't know. It's one of the local bands, I'm sure, that did it. But El Gasolino, Senor Smokey, 69, here today.
It's hot, bitter and light, lonely black and white on a hot summer night.
Juan Berenguer was a little bit fired up to face the Tigers in 87, by the way, in the ALCS. And a big fan of Barrel of Fun Chips, as I remember. Billy Idol, 68. What do you think of Billy Idol?
I really like him.
Of the rock fan genre.
White Wedding, love it. Rebel Yell.
68. He likes to snarl.
Yeah, he's got the blonde hair and the snarl. He's a little guy, I think.
Yeah, he's not very.
He's very good.
He's got Napoleon syndrome.
I don't know.
68.
I always thought he was a pretty nice guy.
Come on, come on.
And he's great in the Wedding Singer. Isn't he great in the Wedding Singer?
Yes.
Stacy Q. I doubt you played this on the other station you worked on.
No, but I like it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this song for probably since then.
It's peppy, and Stacy Q is 65.
Don't I know you? Nice shoes. Are you sure we haven't met before? Now, where's that Tour de France thing?
They were some of the best commercials there in the 90s. The Bo Knows commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Late 80s, early 90s. Bo Jackson, two sports star. Bo Jackson. He's 61. And if you had Super Tecmo Bowl for your Nintendo, you wanted to be Bo Jackson.
They should bring those back.
Unstoppable.
You think?
He's 61. What, Tecmo Bowl?
No, Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah. He's bringing him back, too.
Yeah, just sell something that people that age know.
Him and his bad hip.
You know, Greg's in medicine, too, Larry.
Oh, really? Yeah. What field?
Nursing.
That's good. What field?
Nursing.
Yeah, he's a nurse named Gaylord Focker, and he's Ben Stiller. So many movies. So many good movies, too. Yeah. Zoolander, the Dodgeball one is good. Something About Mary. And then along comes Polly. I really like that one.
Imagine growing up with those parents.
Oh,
I mean, it had to be funny all the time.
And Mira and Jerry Stiller.
Yep.
How could you not be funny?
I know.
Ben Stiller. Either you're going to be really funny or it's going to be really dark.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
You're gonna be,
one or the other, no
you're
in between.
Be Dahmer. Ben Stiller, 58.
You're going to be...
This is a little more contemporary than we usually have here on the Bob Almanac. Desiree, 55, and from the Big Bang Theory.
Well, I'd ask you guys if you want dessert, but I know Sheldon doesn't eat dessert on Tuesdays, and even if Raj wanted something, he couldn't tell me. Howard won't order anything, but he will come up with some sort of skeevy comment and bawl me the words pie or cheesecake. And Leonard's lactose intolerant, so he can't eat anything here without his intestines blowing up like a balloon animal.
She's Penny. Penny.
There's Penny.
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 Penny. So that's Kaylee Cuoco, 38 today.
So adorable.
38. Yes. Big fan.
She's also on some trip commercial.
Yes. Priceline.
Priceline.
And now, Gone But Not Forgotten. It's Terry Train.
All right. So here we go. Author Jonathan Swift. He penned Gulliver's Travels, born in 1667. I am... Rifle maker Oliver Winchester, born in 1810. What do you think of that?
So, now, wait a minute. What list are you going off of? Are you going off... Because there's a list that says what audio we have.
Oh, I don't see that.
Okay, I have to come around. Stand by.
Okay,
talk
hang on.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Do you want me to fill? All right, I'll fill. Let me tell a joke.
This is going to take 30 seconds.
That's okay. I have a joke. There you go. What do you get if you cross the Queen and Prince Charles? Killed in a tunnel. How's that one?
Oh, gosh, that's
old, but
that's brutal.
Not forgotten.
That is old.
All right. Okay, here
It'll
we
be
go.
A chunnel.
A chunnel. Rifle maker Oliver Winchester, born in 1810. Also, novelist Mark Twain, born in 1835, penned such classics as Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn.
Never heard of him.
Former British Prime Minister Sir Winston Churchill, born in 1874.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
They never surrender. I think Winston Churchill would have been a good professional wrestler because he would have done anything it took.
And ladies and gentlemen, you don't realize that was actually Jim. He does a great Winston Churchill
yes,
impression.
I do.
Yes.
Wait until I'm 95, I'll look a lot like him, too.
Comedian Alan Sherman, born in 1924.
Hello, mother.
Oh, lovers.
Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada.
Didn't somebody get poison ivy, too? That's fantastic.
And they say we'll have fun if it stops raining.
Yes.
Emmy Award-winning actor Richard Crenna, born in 1926.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
And there's one thing that he has to have a lot. Brian Dennehy needs a lot of what?
I don't know.
Body bags.
Oh, body bags.
If you take on Rambo yourself, remember one thing. What's that? A lot of body bags.
He took the Emmy for the TV movie The Rape of Richard Beck. What?
I missed that one.
I missed that one, too. Luckily. He starred in several television shows, including Our Miss Brooks and It Takes Two. Emmy and Tony Award-winning actor Robert Guillaume.
They forgot to mention the real McCoys.
They did, and isn't that what he was most famous for?
Well, that was his first one that kind of got him going. Yeah, here's Benson for you.
Well, what's the matter with you? Haven't you ever seen anybody do facial exercises?
Oh, I thought you were trying to catch flies.
If I do these exercises faithfully, I'll have a face like Brooke Shields.
That'll be interesting. Brooke Shields' face on Big Bird's body.
Didn't you just love him as Benson?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that acerbic wit.
It was a very well-written show. He has won Emmys for his work in Benson and Soap. He earned a Tony for his work in the Broadway production of Hurley. His other credits, TV series Sports Night, the movie Big Fish, and he did the voice for Rafiki in the Lion King movies.
Oh, how about that?
Hall of Fame TV personality Dick Clark, born in 1929.
American Bandstand right before the new year. We're going to close it up with a bang. James Ingram is here to join us on American Bandstand with Just Once. And a fabulous Rod Stewart tape we did for the 30th anniversary show and the show coming up.
I might want to take some time off and watch that show.
Yeah.
He dropped the ball, and he had a rockin' eve.
What a career he had. Was he a good guy? You hear all these different things. I never did either.
I bet you he loved the grassroots. Who didn't?
Bassist Rob Grill, born in 1943.
And he was their singer, too. He sang lead on a few things.
Was he?
Yeah. He was like the Cole lead guy.
They were good.
Wait here.
I love you.
Was that in the song, or were you just saying that to me?
No, that's in the song.
I know, I'm teasing.
Oh, R&B of course singer, you know the grassroots.
Of course I do. R&B singer June Pointer, born in 1953.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Anybody who watched Sesame Street in the 70s and 80s knows this. These are the Pointer Sisters.
Yep.
Seven.
Singer Mindy McCready, born in 1975. Too bad I gotta do it with someone new, but a girl's gotta do.
Her life ended in just a horrible murder suicide.
Yes. Wasn't she in love with Roger Clemens? baseball player?
Yeah, she was involved with Roger Clemens, yes.
Yeah, I loved him. Yeah, Mindy, it kind of just fell apart in the end. Mm,
tragic again.
Born in 1975.
And now they're all gone but not forgotten. Your list provided by Neil's staff, and they forgot one person.
They did?
Who, owner-operator of the Cleveland Indians.
We haven't won a pennant in over 35 years. We haven't placed higher than fourth in the last 15. Obviously, it's time for some changes.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off, then.
Cross him off, then. He's dead. She was from Major League. She was the owner-operator of the Indians trying to tank so they could move to Florida. Actress Margaret Whitten.
Oh.
On this date, born 1949, died 2016. Now they're truly all gone,
but not forgotten.
You're going to stick around here. We've got Bob-a-thon, the whole fun thing, Forrester Sisters, Mama's Never Seen Those Eyes. You familiar with that one?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Toby Keith, You Ain't Much Fun. Have you heard of that one?
Oh, well, of course.
How about Tracy Byrd, Hold in Heaven?
Yep.
Okay. Which one would you like to go with?
I'm going to go with Tracy.
Okay. Total Country Bob-a-thon.